recommend too that the that suggested wording go ahead and through full full cycle.
For future reference, you know, if we have a first read and none of us suggest changes, if we're going to insert changes, we ought to, there ought to be something that alerts us to that, because having not had any discussion of changes at the last meeting, I didn't read this clearly, carefully enough, because I wasn't looking for any red lines. It'd be helpful to know when changes get introduced that haven't come from here. Is that fair?
Sure. Yes, sir.
All right. We're on J2 now, which is second reading. Sharon, are you ready?
An ordinance amending Chapter 27 of the City of Beverly Code of Ordinances by adding a pre-application submittal meeting requirement for certain land use positions.
Thank you, Sharon. Howard? So again, this is the second read for the pre-submittal meeting, the meeting that has to happen, needs to be affected by the applicant with the surrounding neighborhood associations and community groups. And as pointed out in the public comment, there is a typo in the text of the ordinance itself. If you look at page 2 of the underlined red text, the typo begins on the fourth line. It reads, the pre-submittal community meeting shall be scheduled at a time, a facility within 2 miles, and it continues. And the text that should be inserted there is present on the first page of the memo. The word agreeable to the association / group in needs to be added between the words time. So I'm sure many of you have made that change. The words that need to be added are agreeable to the association / group in, and those words should be added between the words time and a in that sentence on lines 4 and 5.
Is that an amendment or a scrivener's error?
The latter.
Looks to me like an and should be added to, and a facility within 2 miles, and added to facility within 2 miles. In a facility. Yeah.
Right, in. Right. Association / group in a facility within 2 miles. So it's the... That was the last time.
Okay. So that error can be corrected without an amendment. Can you verify that, please, Lenny?
I made a comment to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-pronged comment. One is, it is my fault, but it's a scrivener error, because I meant to take out the words agreeable to the positioning group, as I believed it was a very vague phrase that would lead to a lot of questions as to the certainty of who is it that will agree to everything, and I felt that they would be legally questionable phrase. In taking out that phrase, I accidentally left in a gap whereby I should have put the words and at instead of leaving the gap. It was my intention to take out the agreeable to the association and group phrase because from a legal standpoint, I felt it was a little too vague in these circumstances to put that. Roger, you can put it back if you would like, but the reason this error in let's say grammar turned out is because I removed the phrase and forgot to add a couple of words to make it logical in the sentence.
So how did you want it to go ahead, Dan? Go ahead, Dan.
From my standpoint, I would have loved the phrase to read, the pre-submittal community meeting should be scheduled just at a facility within 2 miles of subject property and should not take place less than 15 days after the date of the written notice. And leave the agreeability element out. And leave, we're putting a burden on the applicant to go ahead and schedule the meetings. And if we're limiting it to 2 miles within a subject property, I feel it would be more of a sound judgment on the part of the sentence, to not make it so vague, to not put an impossible, almost onus, as was mentioned earlier in the meeting, on the applicant to suddenly come up with a time agreeable to every single person in the neighborhood, which means he'll never find a time to run these neighborhoods together.
Okay. I'm sorry, Kenny.
No, I agree with that. I think the comment was right on there, and you could start to maneuver that legally, and et cetera. I think that so it should be scheduled at a time and a facility within 2 miles. Is that what you're saying?
No, just at a facility within 2 miles,
okay.
And shall not take place less than 15 days out
of the residence. Okay. Whenever it comes time that we're going to get to put this on the floor, the reason I moved this from there is that I would like to put forth an amendment.
Okay, hold on to that thought.
Okay.
All right, any questions for Howard beyond this piece? Yes, I'm sorry, Robert.
Yeah, Howard, it was my recollection, and I could be wrong, but that there is a definition section in Chapter 27, and that definition section does define the term major, so that it's not ambiguous. Is that do I remember that right?
It does. It goes beyond the definition section. There's actually a section in Article 5, and I believe it's 5D, but I apologize. I don't have it in front of me right now, but it goes into some detail about what a major amendment is and what a minor amendment is.
I thought that
specifically delineates what a minor amendment is, and then it reads anything not minor is major.
Okay, got it. Okay, I thought we had to find that somewhere.
All right, any other questions for Howard? Thank you, Howard. All right.
Motion to approve as
yes.
amended.
Okay, Dave's got a motion to approve as amended. Lenny, is that proper procedure?
As amended, which amendment?
Your amendment. Fix your errors.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll second that. Discussion? Yes, Denny.
I brought this up at the last meeting, and I thought we kind of had agreed upon it, but I didn't find it in here. Is the two-mile restriction, the two-mile limit, there are possibly places here in the city where you cannot find a facility within 2 miles to have a suitable facility within 2 miles, and to correct that problem that may came up, and I think there was actually some people that spoke from the audience in favor of what I had said. If you, that same line there, after the 2 miles of the subject property, and
Denny, can I cut you for a second? I apologize. If you can hold on to that, we'll need to vote on this amendment, and then you're gonna propose another one, I believe. Is that correct?
Okay, yeah, but we got a motion on it.
Really? We're at discussion on the amendment.
Okay.
Any other discussion on this amendment? I see that there's none. We'll go ahead and vote on this. All in favor of the amendment? Okay. Public comment. All right. Anybody who wishes to speak in public comment on this, please make your way to the podium. Okay.
Just wanted on the record that I have my own neighborhood group, so if anyone's making any major zoning things, they need to contact me.
Very good. Anybody else wish to make public comment? All right, seeing that there's none, all in favor of this amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Sorry about that, Danny. Go ahead.
Okay, I move that we amend the motion as amended, that on line 5 there, where it says 5, within 2 miles of the subject property, after property, in parentheses, this statement. If no suitable facility can be found within 2 miles, then a facility will be selected by the city manager as close to the 2 mile limit as possible, parentheses, end of parentheses. But, okay. Discussion.
Yeah, I'll second you. Discussion on this, go ahead.
Okay, my purpose is this. You're putting a limit of 2 miles. If not a suitable facility can be found within 2 miles, you're between a rock and a hard spot. Give the city manager a leeway to find a city, to find a facility that may be outside 2 miles, but it would be suitable, and that way it doesn't throw this into a legal quagmire, if you will.
Okay. Very good. Questions on this, Robert? Yes.
Yeah, I guess I've got two. I'm not fundamentally opposed, Demi, to creating some way to avoid a quagmire, but I guess there's two points. One is I'm a little nervous about asking the city manager to determine a location, because ultimately what we're asking is for the developer to get with the community before bringing it to us. So I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that. And I think every school allows community meetings. And I can't imagine you could be in Dunwoody and be and be in a spot that was further than 2 miles from school. So I don't know that this problem actually exists, because I think if you could use, you know, if you can go to the school, and the school's always been very good about, or church have always been very good about allowing these kinds of meetings, I'm not sure there's a problem to solve there. That's my only concern.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Andy? Well, I just, you know, the case, this takes out any question. You know, you just put the sentence in there, it takes out any question about whether there is a school within 2 miles. You know, we don't know that, or a church that would let us use their facility. So, and I think the city manager should be the one that makes the call. The applicant can come in with some sites, and the city manager could select that way, would keep the applicant from putting it someplace where no one may want to go to.
Okay. So that's basically our arbitrator, the final arbitrator, which
that's why he's the head guy in the city. That's why he runs the city day to day.
Okay. Thank you, Danny. And John?
I just did a quick check on the computer. I took a spot at Winter's Chapel and Peachtree Industrial and said, show me 2 miles from there. And there is a wide range. It goes well past North Peachtree Road, past a lot of schools, all the way up to Dunwoody Club. There's a number of facilities in that 2 miles that would more than be adequate that I think would be able to be found.
Okay. All right. Thank you, John.
That's as the crow flies. That's by air.
Got any other discussion on this amendment?
Yeah, I guess I would ask Warren for his thoughts on being the arbiter there. Is he comfortable with that?
I mean, I obviously haven't given a whole lot of thought, but I don't think I'd have any objection to it. I think maybe the way to word it is, the developer suggests a particular location and I give a yes or a no, instead of them coming to me and saying, we can't find a spot, you pick one. So if they have a location, I can approve it. If it's beyond the 2 mile limit, I don't think that would be a problem.
All right, thank you, Warren. So Denny, how does that match up to your...
Okay, just change the word selected by the city manager to approved by the city manager.
Okay. So approved by a city manager, that small typographical change. Any other discussion on this? Robert, you got to?
I'm good.
Okay. All right, so we're voting on this amendment. Public comment, anybody that wishes to speak about this, please make your way to the podium. All right, we'll close public comment. And we will vote on Mr. Shortle's amendment. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say aye. All right, the amendment passes. We're back to the amended ordinance. Yes, Dean.
I have an amendment to the red line there to take out the thoughts about neighborhood associations and community groups. I think if you just literally what I'd like to propose is that we insert in there in place of neighborhood association and community groups surrounding residents within a half mile of the subject property. So leaving neighborhood associations and community groups and putting in surrounding residents within a half mile of the subject property.
Okay, give that wording
Sharon, and if you could, if you could read back.
I have the one removed to replace neighborhood association slash community groups, replace them with residents.
That's correct. Okay, and you did not change the distance?
Was that seconded?
We have a second.
Discussion on this change, yes, John, sorry.
Is there a notification? I believe it's much easier to notify community groups. If I remember correctly, we asked the city manager to compile a list of city associations, civic groups. The notification of residents within a half mile, I think, is pretty onerous on the person trying to put forth a rezoning.
I thank you for that, John. Robert?
Yeah, I have similar concerns. The whole purpose here was to get the community involved. And we're organized, you know, at some level around community groups. And developers ought to be able to find a community group and work with the community group to have the word sent out. And I'm not sure I'm comfortable with just bypassing community groups and just saying, oh, you just have to go to some residents and you don't have to talk to any of the groups. You can sort of do this just by notifying some of the residents. So I like having the community groups in the mix, and to some degree there's some latitude as to which groups they inform or work with. So it's not like you could have one group forestall this. So I think I prefer the wording the way it was. So.
Okay, thank you, Robert. I have one more comment.
The proposed project was being put in the Meadow Lake area of Dunwoody. And Dunwoody Club Forest is in a half mile of Meadow Lake, but it has nothing to do with that property. Where this thing is written, you need to notify the Dunwoody Club Forest residents as well, and there's no need to do that. It's just the residents really in the community what you're talking about there.
Yes.
I'm
not actually sure that it would require you to do that. The way that I read it, and maybe we can get legal counsel to tell me if I'm right or not, it doesn't require that you notify all community groups within a half mile, only that you notify a community group, and there isn't a requirement that you, I don't see the word all in there anywhere, so I think if you pick a community group that's within a half a mile, and you hold a meeting, then you've done the requirement for pre-submission.
Good,
thank
you.
If I maybe understand Ross's concern. Suppose there's a situation where neighborhood has no community group. The only community group that half mile radius belongs to a fully different neighborhood. And what Councilman Ross is saying is that it would be logical to notify the community group that has nothing to deal with your neighborhood if there's absolutely no other community group in your neighborhood. I have no community group in my neighborhood.
So that's where the DHA comes in, because you can't be in Dunwoody and not be in a place that includes the DHA as a community group. So they would be the easiest place for you to go if you wanted to make sure that you followed the requirement.
Okay, amen. Kept shots here on this whole thing here. May I suggest that we defer this until the next regular scheduled meeting?
Okay. Well, we've got your amendment at hand, and still discussion on that. Then we can jump to another one. So, John, did you have anything else?
I was going to make Robert's point was that the Dunwoody Homeowners Association serves all residents of the community, and if somebody had a action they wanted to move and couldn't find a neighborhood association within that half mile, my suggestion would be that they contact the Dunwoody Homeowners Association and meet with them. And then they could also notify the community groups that they would be aware of if the person wasn't aware of any.
Right. And that if you look at the origins of this, it's simply in DeKalb County operated much the same way. It's another element for someone to interact with the community. We have community council, we have planning commission, we have these pieces that come before us. And Dunwoody Homeowners Association, your group, John, there's a lot of active, strong neighborhood associations, but it's just affording that one more opportunity for citizen involvement. So that is really what this boils down to. And I don't think we're off on the board wording, but we're discussing Danny's amendment right now. So any other discussion on changing the wording is Councilman Ross proposed. Yes.
I just got one question I'd like to ask the legal counsel. Robert, your comment that doesn't say all, but it says pre-submittal, I don't know what the common man would read out of this, but pre-submittal community meetings, this surrounding neighborhood association / community groups within half mile. I would contend to disagree with you just a little bit, but that basically says, that basically infers those that are, it says those are plural, neighborhood associations, community groups, that is plural. So I kind of think it almost looks like it does say all. Maybe it should say, some other verbiage in there that would make it more earmarked towards that specific area, but I yield to legal counsel on that.
I think that's a good problem. I think just put parentheses around the word S after groups as a script of change, and it's one or all. I think that's the big grammar problem here. Just like it's around the words association has a parentheses around the S, so could the word community groups has a parentheses around it. It's a basically meta change that requires amendment at all.
Okay, thank you for that. Any other discussion on this amendment? Does everybody remember what the amendment is after all?
The amendment is to replace neighborhood associations / community groups with the word residents in a half mile.
Okay, thank you, David. All right, any other discussion on this amendment? All right, all in favor of this amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, that amendment fails. Now we're back to the trice. I think we're at amended, or twice. Ordinance here. So any other discussion on the ordinance as amended right now? Yes, Dean.
I'd like to propose that we defer this. I mean, actually, something happening in the center of Dunwoody would be a mile, half mile each way under this, the way this thing is written. It would be a half mile in one direction, a half mile in the other direction. Dunwoody is only 5 square miles, and you're talking about basically every one of these things would require that most of Dunwoody's residents to have to be involved in this. And most of the community associations would be within that 1 mile group in these cases. I think we need to rethink this. I think it's kind of muddled up right now.
Okay.
I'd like to defer it.
So say, I need some clarification on this. Can we take a motion to defer in the middle of before we vote on this?
Yes.
Right now, that's the only time.
Okay. Do we have a second on Danny's motion? Tom has a
deferral will be to the next meeting.
Correct.
Next voting meeting.
Correct.
Which is fine. You can do that. Or your motion to table, and then you take it off at your leisure. No. It's up to you.
Okay, this motion is deferred
to the next meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, Tom had the second on it.
Tom already had it
at this point. Any discussion on for discussion on this deferral? All right, all in favor of the deferral, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. New reports and presentations. We have nothing